Santa Barbara now.
In Y4G, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. When you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. And we do have a couple of Echolink stations. We're going to let Echolink stations go first. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida. I'm negative, negative. It's going to be 41 degrees tonight here. WN4V.
At W4DJW, Cable Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, at Plainfield, Indiana. I don't think it ever got up to 41 degrees today. Be negative and negative.
Net control, like to recognize WN4V. That's John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, where the low is going to 41. Get the heavy jackets and the big blankets out, John. Good to have you with us this evening. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And KW4TS, that's Jim, and he is in Plungington Field, Indiana, where it's below 41, probably by a long shot. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. You be careful out there on the mobile. Thanks for taking the time to check in this evening. And that's all the Echolink stations we have at the moment, so we'll now begin the RF section of the net with Alpha through Delta. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters A through D and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Today, please check in Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, no traffic, no rag chew. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Evening, everybody.
Okay, that was a very good group. Net control, like to recognize KK4DMW. That's Rick. He's bringing with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. And they are in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hey. Always appreciate you checking in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And N4DJC. That's Jerry. Jerry is in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. I talked to Landon today. He said he swept up that the TM-71A in a heartbeat. So glad to hear that, because if he didn't, I had your number in my log. I was going to call you. Anyway, glad he picked it up. KO4AOW, that's David, sounding good from Inman tonight. David, appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Hope you're having a great weekend. And KN4BEM, that's Daniel, who was helping us up at the repeater site. He's helping us out at the repeater site this morning. Appreciate you, your help there, Daniel, and appreciate you taking the time to check in on the net this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix that call up ends with letters E through H. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For Dave, please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Fred in Traverse Rest, small advisor, November 4, India, Echo India. Negative, negative, and TR, thank you.
DJ,
DJW. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, negative and negative, night day, thanks.
WW, this is WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. If you would, Dave, check me in, and I'll try to be around for a little cheer.
Hello. This is Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, in Taylors, negative and negative, over.
DJW, 10 Kilo India 4, Echo Tango Yankee, KI4ETY, Chris, I'm out mobiling around in Anderson this evening. I'll be negative and negative.
JW, Dave, please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4, Fox, Trot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
DJW, please check in. KJ4HI, Gene. And please check in my wife, Robbie. KJ4KOX. Greenville downtown. No traffic, no comments.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's in Traveler's Rest, bringing with him in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You sounding good? Tell Isla we said hello. KC4EZN, that's Harry sounding good from Chandler tonight. Harry, appreciate you taking the time to check in. WB4FEE, that's Dan over in Simpsonville. I've got you down for comments, Dan. We'll be back to you in a little bit. W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. You're sounding good. KI4ETY, that's Chris and Mobile and Anderson. Be careful on the mobile there, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KK4FTU, that's Richard. Sounding good from Slaptown. Appreciate you being here, Richard. You take care. KJ4HIA, that's Gene. He's bringing with him. KJ4KOX, that's Miss Robbie. And they are in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. You sounding good this evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Turn just a little bit. Hopefully
we'll
check in. This is November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. 10-4-8-H-O, Doug and Walhalla. No traffic and no table this evening. Just returned a two-week RV trip out west. 73 to the net.
Okay, and control, I'd like to recognize N4AHO. That's Doug, who has just returned from two-week trip out from out west in the RV. I hope you guys had fun. There's no place like home, right, Doug? You're glad to be home. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a great weekend. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along, we'll open the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call that begins with the letters I through L. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Hope you all enjoyed your South Carolina QSO today. We'll be enjoying ours tomorrow. So I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
If you name your whale, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
JW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer, where we have had clear skies all day and currently 40 degrees. We're expecting a low of 24. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're having a great weekend and enjoying the QSO party tomorrow. Appreciate your checking in on us. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. Be sure and check in with him tomorrow night at 14664, tone of 91.5. And he's going to have the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club Net tomorrow night at 8, every Sunday at 8. He's there. It's good, Net. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I'm sure Sid will appreciate you being there. And Sid, we do appreciate you being here, too. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer, where it's going to get down to 24 degrees tonight. Bundle up, Larry. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a great weekend. Any other stations, India through Lima, back into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we just acquired another EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4NGU, Boiling Springs, this is Phil, negative and negative. Thank you for the work you did on the machine today.
Okay, net control, like to recognize W4NGU. That's Phil in Boiling Springs. Good to have you with us tonight. Enjoy the QSO on the way up there, Phil, and learn something. I didn't know you were a ham for 50 years. Back when we were at Eastside, you were a ham radio operator. That's pretty cool. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And one last call for India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll open up the mic through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called again with letters M through P, and we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo, Golf 4, Mike, Uniform, Kilo. KG4MUK, it's Wayne over here in Seneca. And check in my wife, Gina. KG4TDR. We'll be negative, negative, but I will be listening.
Four, Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Ezra, no traffic.
JW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
D4DJW. 10K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KG4MUK. That's Wayne. He's bringing with him KG4TDR. That's Miss Gina. Good to have you with us tonight, Wayne. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And tell Miss Gina we said hello. KD4OTW, that's James. He is in Anderson. And I've got you down for comments, James. We'll be back to you in a little bit. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. K4OIM, that's Walt and Inman. Appreciate you being here tonight, Walt. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's in Malden. Appreciate all the help up there on the mountain today, Pat. Good to have you with us, and good to see you up there on the mountain today. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman. No comment, no traffic.
JW. Check in Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie. This is John, downtown Greenville. And with no traffic, no route.
Okay, I had a little maneuvering to do with my database there. It kind of got out of whack. I got it back in order. Net control, like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John and Emin. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope all's going well with you. And KN4OBC, that's John and Greenville. Those two Johns with their calls pretty close together is what got me messed up. Anyway, John, appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Any other stations, Mike through Papa? Okay, we'll go ahead and move up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Kilo India 4 Tango Hotel Victor KI4 THV Danny. Traveler's rest, negative and negative.
Okay, and I can still like to recognize my son, KI4 THV. That's Danny. He's in Traveler's Rest. Sounding good from Traveler's Rest tonight, Danny. Hope your weekend's going well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango. Okay, looks like Danny's got that group all to himself. We'll move on to the patient group, the uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix you call that begins with letters U through Z. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
And K4VKN. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. The name is Alan. We're in Piedmont.
and we're negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
W4 DJW. Again, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa, Landon, Portable, Dickesville, negative, negative.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize K4VKN, that's Alan, in Piedmont. He used to have a different call. That's a new call for Alan. At least it is for me. I haven't heard it much. The second time. Good to have you with us tonight, Alan. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. KG4WNP, that's Landon in Dacusville. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Hope all's going well with you. Enjoyed the day up there on the mountain today, even though it was... But we did learn a lot. Let's put it that way. Good to have you with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy. He's in Southern Greenville County. Sounding good tonight, Tommy. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that means we didn't make people wait too long. We got them all on the first pass. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is WB4FEE. That's Dan in Simpsonville. Dan called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W, and the net. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over here in northern Simpsonville. And good evening, Dave. And everybody on the net, man, you sounded good tonight. Sound like you had a pretty good check-in group there. I didn't get to hear it all. I was just in and out of the room. But anyway, you sounded like you had a good check-in tonight, Earl.
Yeah, not bad. We're up to 35 already, Dan, and that's just one pass. And second shift has yet to arrive. They'll be here in about 8 minutes or more or less. Anyway, it is pretty good. How's your day? How's your weekend going, Dan?
Well, so far, everything's looking up. So, get up and head to church in the morning. It might be a little frosty around the edges, but that'll be all right, too. That's kind of to be expected this time of the year, I guess, Earl.
That's what one would expect, but that's not what one has been getting. Well, I guess we got a couple of dustings, but I got grass in the backyard, Dan, that needs cutting in the middle of the winter. Well, I guess it's not middle. I guess it's getting close to the end, probably less than 10 days or around 10 days before spring hits us. You've been doing any of that chasing that little white ball like you used to do?
Negative, and sure hadn't. And Joan was the main golf player, and she hadn't played any in about 2 years. She had a couple of shoulder injuries and from falls and all, and so she's got over that. So we're hoping that she was getting over one fall, and then I had one last February and broke my arm. So that kind of messed things up for me. And but anyway, we're both kind of getting over it right now, so hopefully maybe this spring, weather breaks a little bit, we might go over here and try to hit a few balls and see whether or not we can still even swing a club or not, Earl.
Yeah, well, I remember that used to be a regular thing with you. You like to go golfing. I've tried it a couple times. It's I was no good at it at all. That ball didn't go where I told it to go at all. So I gave up on that one. I know about the broken arm thing, though. I was on my way back from a business trip and got into Greenville Spartanburg Jetport and was trying to walk down the stairs really fast with a heavy suitcase and took a tumble and just broke two ligaments loose in my shoulder. And that was over a year, and that was November would have been 1 year, since November. And that thing still bothers me somewhat. I thought I was more resilient than that, but it taught me a lesson there, Dan.
Roger that, yeah. Well, I know about the falls, man. That was the hardest fall I've ever taken, and I stepped off a curb. And, you know, I didn't really know I was stepping off of the curb, I'll put it that way. I thought there was something there, and there weren't. It was in a heavy rain and all, and I just stepped off and just evidently didn't look close enough. And I thought there was more sidewalk there, and it wasn't. And I stepped off the edge of it, took a tumble, and fell on my left shoulder. And I mean, I fell hard, and I was kind of in a lunge. You know how when you realize you're falling, you try to get your feet under you, and that's what I was trying to do. So I was kind of scrambling to get my feet under me when I hit on my shoulder. I did manage to keep my old hard head off of the pavement. I don't know how I did that. I did keep my head off the pavement, but man, I took all my weight on that shoulder, and it cracked that arm in two places right under that ball, right on that ball joint right there. And so it still hurts. I still have a problem with it. I went to therapy for, I don't know, several months, and it helped it a whole lot. I still do the therapy exercises and all that. Every time I go over to the gym over here, we stretch it out real good, but still have some problem with it. Probably always will there, over.
I guess we adapt to that, those changes. Did they go into it? The doctor told me he could, but people typically did better if they didn't. So he discouraged it. He said just therapy. And I believe he was right. I don't know. They have to go into yours?
Thank goodness. It cracked in two places right under that joint, but it didn't crack it deep enough for them to have to go and put a pin in it. And he said that was a good thing. So I carried it in a sling for about 7 weeks and let it heal up. And then that created a problem with my hand. Nobody mentioned to me that I needed to exercise my hand with a ball or something like that while I was carrying it around. And now then my hand is kind of bowed. My fingers won't straighten all the way out. They're in kind of a curved position. And some of that may be arthritis. I don't know. But anyway, I've been doing therapy for my hand for several weeks, and they finally turned me loose. So that was about as good as it was going to get, just to keep exercising and working with it. At least I can grip with it and still use it there, over.
Yeah, we kind of adapt to what we have, I guess. I guess that's what we've done since we were born. We adapted with the bones and ligaments and tendons and muscles and all that stuff that are in our skeleton and our muscular makeup and everything that holds them together. So I guess we just continue that process then.
Right, W4DJW, this is WP4LVE, and we adapt as we have to, I think, and so we're trying to do the best we can. Hope we don't take another fall like that. And I came back tonight, got back to the house here tonight, and Joan said she had failed, and on one, she's had both her hips replaced. And over the years, and she said she took a fall in there tonight. She started to sit down and didn't have her chair under where she thought it was, and she said she fell on one of her hips. So she'll probably be good and sore tomorrow, but I hope it didn't do any damage, and I don't think probably it did, but most of the time if she takes a fall or anything, we get them x-rayed just to be sure, but we'll see if she has a problem with it or not, but Dave, it's good talking with you. I'll go ahead and get out of here and let somebody else chat a while. I hope you have a great weekend, and just try to stay warm, man. That's all I can say. So W4DJW in the net. This is WP4, Fox Echo Echo, clear.
Okay, Dan. Well, it's always good talking to you. Yeah, that gravity never gives up. Right? That gravity's always there, and it'll get you every once in a while if you're not careful. Got to pay attention to it all the time. Anyway, it's always fun talking to you, Dan. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net and looking forward to doing it the next time. Have a good weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, LW4DJW.
WD4DYH, Johnny. Travelers rest. No traffic, no roundtable working on the list. Hope everyone's having a good evening.
Net Control would like to recognize WD4DYH. That's Johnny and Travis Rest working on the punch list, the things we got to punch out to get done to do what we want to do up there in the mountain. Appreciate it. Johnny, good spending the day with you up there on the mountain. Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move up to the next one on our Rag Chew list. That is KD4OTW. That's James. He's in Anderson. It's your turn, James. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Hey, James. We got James in Anderson.
You still there, James? Well, we got your call sign in Anderson, but that's about all we got. He might be swapping out batteries. We'll give him a few minutes while we check for any other stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call W4DJW. Let's see if James got his batteries changed out. KD4OTW, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net.
Please check in Kilo X-Ray 4, Sierra Delta Whiskey, KX4SDW, Steven over in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. Over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KX4SDW. That's Steven over in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Steven. You're sounding good in the repeater. Sounds like you're sitting in the room right here with me. You got that thing tuned in just right. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
4DYH.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Best of the audience.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
4DYH to the audience of the net. Regarding the new repeater, or correction, the test repeater that we're working on, does anyone have a 2-meter beam that they would like to part with? If you do, would you please give us a call and let us know? We'd like to take it and use it as part of our linking system up on the mountain. WD40YH, back to net control.
Appreciate you remembering to do that, Johnny. I forgot all about it. Anyone need any fills on Johnny's announcement?
From you came.
Go ahead, Wayne.
B2 single that I've got here. And I was about to take that thing down.
There you go, Johnny.
Fire that.
I'm sitting here thinking. I'm over in Seneca. Just be a matter of me getting the pole down and taking it off the pole.
Would you need anything for it, or you want us to come get it?
Well, I paid for it here not that long ago, so I'd have to get something, but I'm sitting here thinking. I was thinking I'd try to get at least one bill out of it. I mean, there's nothing in the world wrong with it.
Let me furnish you with a phone number, and that way we can hook up that through that mode and work out the details.
Give me the number, and I'll dial it in here on the phone. Yeah.
884-1314. 864-884-1314.
All right. I'll be calling it here as soon as I unkey KG4MEK. All right, cry. Speaking of a beam, I understand that you're currently working on one there, but I have a small four-element cubicle quad that is free.
I have a feeling, Dale, that Wayne and Johnny are on the phone. He said he's going to punch that button as soon as he let up off the key. So I have a feeling they're talking to each other. So I will inform Johnny of that, and I will check you in. K4RXI, Dale Williamson. I don't think I've already checked you in tonight. I did a search on my log, and I didn't see you in there, so I got you checked in now. But I will remind him of that. It's a 2-meter cubicle quad. Is that correct?
It's a four-element. It's nothing monster, but it does work. And it's just sitting in my garage, been sitting out there about 3 or 4 years, and I don't really need it, and it'd be a good place for it. You know, if he needs it, he's welcome to it. And I live in Williamston.
Okay, when he gets off the phone, I have it in my log as a four-element cubicle quad. And that might just be the ticket, right? I don't know. We got a really good mount, a place to mount it up there. And we just need to try out different scenarios. So I'm sure he's going to take you up on that. He'll probably. Did you get his number when he was giving it to Wayne?
I didn't, but I didn't copy it down. But I can be glad to give you my number.
Okay, that'll work. I'm ready to copy whenever you are.
4-376-8621. And again, if if nothing, that's my personal phone. If I don't answer, please leave a message, and I will call you back. But, yeah, I'm just trying to help out the calls, you know.
Okay, I copy 864-376-8621. Is that correct?
And that is a roger.
Okay, appreciate that very much, Dale. Ask and you'll receive. That's pretty cool. We've got two offers here. Appreciate it very much. Anything else there, Dale?
I was just listening to them work on the repeater today. Seemed like they got it working pretty good. Hats off to them. And thought I'd check in and say hello. I'll be negative and negative.
Thanks again, Dale, and I'll get this information to Johnny in a text message in just a few minutes. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Good evening, Dale. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. It's KN4, UBG, Kevin. Found in. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody on net. And good evening to you, Dave, and Dale. Good hearing you in there. And we'll get back with you a little bit later on. KN4, UBG.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4 UBG. That's Kevin. He's in Fountain Inn. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. You sounded good. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. One last call before I shut it down, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, KJ4WZM, Daniel, will be calling net tomorrow night. Be sure and stop in and check in with him. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. W4NYK, repeater, you ready to copy my net report? Please copy my message number 413, routine abbreviated from W4DJW to W4NYK, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for February the 29th, 2020. QNI was 39, QTC is 1, break sign at W4DJW, how copy? Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. Hang on just a second, Kevin. I think James got his batteries back or got something fixed. KD4OTW, go ahead. Okay, I was suspecting that, James, that it was the batteries because you just disappeared. But that's okay. No problem. We'll catch you on the next net. And James, next time you are like just right there at the noise floor, right there at the noise floor. So it's hard to catch every one of your words. I don't know if you can move around or anything, but next time you need to, like when the repeater is keyed up, walk around, look at that signal strength meter, and find a strong spot. That is better. I heard every word that time.
Got to get a hold of me there. Had to get my back hurt. I had to take some Tylenol for it.
Okay, well, don't stress that back too much. You know, you've only got one of those things. that can really mess you up when you get back problems.
On the radio, I'd like to bring out a new jersey for $99.
I heard some people talking about those things, about getting a handful of them. They're so cheap, you could just, like, keep one in the drawer, and if it ever wears out, just throw that one in the trash and pull another one up. They're pretty cheap.
Radios I ever had, too, the transmit on, too. That's what I like about it. It's good and clear and crisp.
Well, there you go. There you go. I'm glad you're happy with it.
Fixed antenna ordered for it, Pat. Antenna kind of broke and all it, but I replaced it with a new one on that BX6.
Well, that's what they say, is if we got $100 to invest, put $90 in the antenna and $10 in the radio. Antenna's the most important part.
I have to receive the signal, but the best antenna is the ground. because it bounces off the ground, goes back into the repeater from the antenna.
Yeah, that's important too, absolutely.
You heard tonight too, might have some frost out there, old man. Winter might come back a jack frost.
We bundle up and stay warm this evening. We don't want you we don't want you getting too cold. Kevin is over here waiting for, he pinged me about the same time you did, so let me jump over there and find out what he wants. KN4UBG, W4DJW.
W4DJW, KN4UBG. Well, I like that little setup you got on the end of the repeater there, so that's pretty cool. How do you get that thing to go?
Oh, you're talking about the net report.
Cool. How'd you work that thing? You got something that you have to hit at the same time, or does it just pick you up?
So it's kind of a intermediate solution. The longer term solution is to make it so that the net controllers can just upload their net report, and that's what comes out. That's kind of the step in the right direction to get it comfortable with it. Because I won't be able to be here every single night for the net report, and we do need to log it. And what that does is gets it put in the log so that you can pull it up at any point in time. So at the end of the month, like today, after today, I've got to ship out our monthly net report. So if I'm missing any, I can just go to the log and pull it out. So that's the goal. But right now, it is I just punch in some numbers, and I have a drop down that I select for who the net controller is, and punch in some numbers and punch some buttons, and it all works that way.
At the end of the net, when you get a net report, I mean, is it already set for you to say what you say, or do you have to do something else to key that part?
That's all pre-programmed in. So what eventually the net controllers, each one will have their own code, and they'll send in their net report. And one of the things this repeater doesn't have it, but the new repeater, that one that we attempted to put in their place today, but it didn't stick. Right, we had to bring it back down. It has the ability to send data and audio at the same time, and the data is at a level that you can't hear it over the air, and the voice, it doesn't mix with the voice, it's at a higher level. So when they send in their net report, they'll have a mechanism that allows them to send in their net report digitally, and then that'll all get compiled and put into a report that gets shipped out at the end of the month. And as an interaction with that, right, you still need to interact with the repeater and get it in the recorded log of what's going on. It'll record it to the log as well. Go ahead, James.
Name.
Oh, I just caught I just caught a corner of what you said, and your voice sounded like James's voice.
Whenever I'm teasing her, I said, come on, James, we got to go. I just talked with him, and that particular beam is 20 feet long, so it's not going to be it's not going to work for what we're doing. He's going to see about hooking up with Gary on the swap net.
Okay, well, 20 feet long and 13 elements, that that might do the trick. I don't know. Still probably have to get it higher, though, to get over the... while you were on the phone with him, though, Dale offered a four-element cubicle quad, and I have a number I can pass to you if you want to give him a call. And the price tag on that one cannot be beat.
We did a little bit to get the phone number. They're fixing to serve dessert here. I just want to jump in and let you know what the outcome of that one was. And we're definitely interested. 20 feet would be too much. You know what it takes to hold that up?
KF4DOS.
Yeah, it takes a lot. Go ahead, Gary.
It don't take that much to hold up 20 feet for a 440. That one, 13 element, I know what it takes to hold that up.
Let me, Johnny's got to get back to that. Let me wrap that up with, I was talking to Kevin. Let me wrap that up with him. Johnny's got to go eat dessert, Gary. And Kevin had a few questions. Let me make sure I answered all of his questions. Go ahead, Kevin.
Y'all doubled. Neither one of you went out.
Okay, I was going to hand it back to Kevin. He's make sure he had the answers to all his questions.
There, Dave. That's pretty cool, old man. But which repeater are we on now? Are we on the repeater I was talking to you on the other day, or is that a different repeater?
This is the one that's been up there for well over 10 years. So this is the old repeater.
Which one was I talking to you on that day when I was testing the antenna going down the road? Was that the new repeater, or was that this one?
That's the prototype that we're only putting it up there for just a little bit of time until we work out all the details and make sure that it's going to be dependable and usable and all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that answered my question. But, yeah, I was going to say I got a 13B2 over here, and I just got it not long ago. But that 13B2, it wouldn't take much to hold that 13B2 up there. I mean, that 13B2, I mean, ain't but, I don't know, 5-10 pounds probably, wouldn't you say, Gary?
It is on that 13B2, but I got one here at the house. I can weigh it.
We're mounting it to a fiberglass pole.
Something a little smaller. I don't know what kind of distance you're going to try to cover with that beam, but if you're going to put it on a fiberglass pole, you could probably get away with putting up something like a tape measure antenna, a three-element, 2-meter tape measure. If not, I think I've got an 11-element here at the house, Johnny.
Somebody that has, I think, a 4-element. Is that correct, Dave?
It's a 4-element cubical quad, so it's a little bit smaller than a beam.
The tape measure?
Good question, real quick. I guess the net is over with by now. I don't know if this is part of the rag chew discussion or not, but if not, add me a joy to the list. We've still got company here at the house, and the fella that asked who mentioned tape measure, I did.
Okay, Gary, I've got you and Joy added to the log. Appreciate that. And I forgot what else I was going to tell you. Anyway, there's another station in there that's wanting to talk to you about tape measure antennas.
Everybody there, Dave. You have a good one over that way. Gary and Johnny and the other station, y'all have a good night. And we'll say 73, and I'll be on the clear shot. I'll get back with you a little later on, Dave, and ask you a few more questions. But... I'll let y'all get back to it, and y'all can work out the antenna. KN4UBG, 73, now be clear.
All right, Kevin, good talking to you. Hope that helped answer your questions. Have a good evening. I'll turn it over to you, Gary, W4DJW.
Yes. Kevin, sorry I got in here late and missed out on some of the questions and that sort of thing, but hope you have a good evening, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. And I don't know who it was wanting to know about the tape measure antenna there, Dave.
Yeah, me either. They were kind of low and not constant into the repeater, so it made it a little bit difficult. But, yeah, the net is over. But I did get you and Joy added to it. Appreciate it, Gary.
Okay, G4MEK.
There, youngin.
Oh, I just thought I'd just jump in here just real quick. Now, I've gotten so used to working HF now, I may act a little crazy or something, but I was going through some cigar boxes of yours that you gave my son. We still got those components that you gave him. He treats them like they're gold still.
Well, maybe he'll get to use some of them one of these days and put me a build of something nice.
He's been so busy with his high school now that... he had time to even think about him at the radio, but he's been begging me to come to another club meeting. He said he enjoyed that.
To have you any time y'all can make it, and you tell that young man that is his job right now, is his high school, and he needs to put all of his energies into that. We'll let ham radio slide a little bit till he gets that done.
Gets a little bit closer to the graduation day and everything gets behind him, which, you know, there's still going to be about 3 years, but still, he is taking so many subjects. It's insane what they do now versus what they did 35. Okay, wait a minute. 38 years ago, I might as well say how old I am, you know?
Just trying to think here. That's 30, 40, 50 years ago for me, so it's that give you some idea where I'm at.
I just might as well say we're getting on up there. I was going to ask you, since I'm catching up to you on here, do you stay anywhere up on the high frequency band anywhere?
I get up on 40 and 80, pretty much. I don't jump around a whole lot. I got some fellas we talk early in the mornings on 40, and then 80 meters is our morning and about noontime, and then again 7 o'clock or so for the sideband hit.
Okay. I don't think I've caught up with that or figured out where that's at. You can take down my number and you can text me sometime and let me know it's just you, and then kind of give me a heads up on some of it, and I'll try to catch up with y'all up there. If it's 864-903, yeah, William, I'm going to wait until you got a pen where you can copy it.
864-903, go ahead.
2664. Just hit me with a text. I'll save your number. And what I'll do is, you know, you just let me know whenever y'all are getting together there. I'd like to come up and join y'all. I've been staying up around 39, 44 to 55, wherever we can find a spot. And I've been staying up there on 1920s. Sometimes I get up there and talk to those guys. And 40 meters, the hamstrings net on Monday nights when the band conditions will cooperate on 7.223.
South Carolina single sideband net comes on at, right now, since the time has changed, they take a few early check-ins. It's not supposed to start till 7 o'clock, but they're starting it a little bit early, you know, 10, 15 minutes early on the single sideband net. That's 39:15. And I'm either there or 38, something. I can't remember what it is. I got it programmed in. All I do is punch a button. I'll have to look at that one. And then 40, get on there sometimes early in the mornings, somewhere between 7:30 and 8:30 in the mornings. And I don't have that frequency in front of me either, but I'll shoot you a text with it.
Yeah, do that. Just kind of give me a feel on that, and I'll try to get in there and join you. And if it's early enough in the morning before I go to work, when I'm sitting back here enjoying my coffee before I do take off, I'll try to get in there and catch up with you for a little bit and get on down the road and do what I got to do. And then when I get back later in the afternoon, I'll try to start joining y'all on your nets and try to get involved with that a little bit. And, you know, just like to be able to find out, you know, where I really don't try to hunt anybody down or anything like that, but it kind of gets boring just sitting here staring at radios and not finding anybody to really talk to. I work a little DX every now and then. Right now I'm on 14240. I was working some DX earlier, but bands has kind of been kind of cruddy. But other than that, I mean, you know, it is what it is. We got the cards that we've got dealt to us, and we're just now starting up on our whole cycle and everything, and hopefully in the next year or two it'll hopefully get better. Sketchy for me, Kate.
Okay, so somebody else in there waiting, but yeah, I'll shoot those to you. And there's a the South Carolina CUSO party was today, and there's the North Carolina CUSO party tomorrow. The band should be pretty active tomorrow. I don't know how they were today. We've had company over the weekend, and they're still with us, and so I haven't been playing radio much, but I will shoot you those frequencies, and that and it, oh gosh. On 40 meters, a lot of the fellows that's down there closer to you are in that, you know, over around 6 Mile and Salem and in that area. I get on there early in the morning, so I'll shoot those frequencies to you, and that way you can get in there, and we can rag you a little bit.
We'll pass it back over to Dave. He's probably over there chewing his fingernails right now as we speak. So, Dave, pick it up there. KT4MUK, back to you.
You guys carry on. I'm just assembling the monthly net report. This is the end of the month. That was the last one. I got to put that together and send it to Rusty. W4DJW.
KT4OTW, back to you.
Go ahead, James.
I wouldn't name a woman to leave, Roy. So I got a Victor 8000 at the house of ICOM, and an SE1223 power supply, switching power supply, got a coax, and an antenna go with it.
You getting that all set up, James? Is that new equipment?
Can we get that set up there on the pole out here?
Well, that'll do good. That's a good radio. That's a 75-watt radio.
Able to use it or get it out of the box, either. So I look at the antenna cut in there in the closet, too, and the coax. I got a 1223 SE, 1223 EM.
I'm not familiar with that antenna, but make sure it'll handle 75 watts.
75 watts. Cable is easy. It's a good power supply that I got, too, in the house.
Well, that'll be good. You're on a handheld now?
Hell, my Ocean Watson.
Okay, well, you're making it in. You're readable now. You found a good spot, so you're readable. So you get on that ICOM, you'll be clear as you'll be crystal clear into the repeater.
Of course, you got that on the ramp, kind of a little bit in a shaded area, for be able to hit the repeater better.
Well, it's good to hear you back on the air, James. Where have you been?
I've been cutting it on there often, just kind of sitting around the house, listening to the other radio, the AM and FM field.
Well, I understand that. I do. But good to hear you back on the radio. I'm going to get back over here and finish putting together this report for Rusty so I can get it out the door so I don't forget it.
Thank you, and everybody there. Have a good evening there. On the net, there is a pleasure there. Dave, this is KD4OPW, Curly, W4DJW.
Okay, James, good to have you on the air. Good to have you back on the air after a long absence. KD4OTW, W4DJW, clear.
Hey, that, yeah, whenever you can pass that info and all that, you know, we'll try to start crossing paths up there, and maybe I can just talk that youngin' of mine to come in and sit down long enough to maybe get him to do a little third partying with you and some of the guys, so I can kind of get him kind of back interested in it a little bit. I think doing that with our youth is a good thing, because at least it keeps them interested.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's true, Wayne. We do need to keep our young people interested. I'm trying to get my youngest son and my grandson both interested. My grandson is more interested in CW than he is as anything else. But I tell you what, you don't want to try to keep up with a, well, he's 13 now. He's when he first started, he was 12. But a 12, 13-year-old learning CW, and they just get faster and faster. I told him the other day, I said, buddy, you have to slow down a little bit. Papa's ears don't work quite as good as they used to, and he started laughing. He said, how fast can you send, Papa? And I started sending to him, and he said, now you're going to have to slow down. So I guess we were testing each other a little bit. But I wished he would go ahead and get his license. He hadn't made up his mind to do it yet, but he said he wants to, and I got him a study book and all of that. But he hadn't made any attempt to take the test yet, so hopefully that day will come soon.